been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Begun. Whiskey walks out and nails him some. Round two, whiskey ain't through, but both of John's eyes are turning blue. Round three, it's hard to see, 'cause whiskey's moving too fast for me.
Knock him down, whiskey, he shouldn't have hit you first.
Hits him some more. There goes John on the floor. Round five, John's half alive, hanging on whiskey, trying to survive. Round six, he tries to mix, but whiskey's got him in an awful fix.
Knock him down, whiskey, he shouldn't have hit you first.
Round seven, John comes back, weak in the knees and both eyes black. Round eight, whiskey's still straight, but John's still swinging like a rusty gate. Round nine, I see the losing sign, according to points, John's far behind. Round ten, looks like the end, whiskey keeps hitting him again and again. John's folding up like a paper sack. There goes John. He's flat on his back. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ladies and gents, that's the end of the bout. Bad, bad whiskey has knocked him out. Come on over here, bad, bad whiskey, and say something to the fans. Hello, Mama Wine and Papa Jed. It's a good fight. I'm glad I win.
And that actually was the famed middleweight boxer Sugar Ray Robinson and Knock 'Em Down Whiskey, done for the King label in August 1953. I think with Earl Hines and the orchestra were accompanying on that. Gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and we do records from around 1900 to around 1965. We don't go much later than that, but we got a lot of time to work with. This first hour is devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. Let's listen to Count Basie and his two vocalists. First, we'll listen to Jimmy Rushing, and then we'll listen to Helen Humes.
Flat-foot woman with a low IQ. When it comes to making love, she knows just what to do. She's a wino. Yes, she's my mommy, oh. Now, she ain't good-looking, but she knows what's cooking. She's a wino. She's my mommy, oh. weighs 210. She's got a horrible face. No star in picture could ever take her place. She's a wino. Yes, she's my mama, yo. Now she ain't good looking, but she knows what's cooking. She's a wino, she's my mama, yo. Around me, I shout, ooh, bop, she bam, she's a wino. Yeah, she's my mommy, oh. Now she ain't good looking, but she knows what's cooking. She's a wino, she's my mommy, oh.
Got 4 bits in my pocket and a half a pint of rum. Hey, pretty baby, don't you pass me by. You've got soft ruby lips and a frantic look in your eyes. Down the street, 'cause I'll catch up with you later and you'll be drinking Sneaky Pete. Hey, pretty baby, don't you pass me by.
call yourself a jungle king, but I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Said the monkey to the lion on a bright summer day, there's a big bad cat living down the way. He talks about your folks in a heck of a way, and a lot of other things I'm afraid to say. The lion jumps up all full of rage, like a Harlem cat that's left in his cage. He meets the elephant up under a tree, and he says, big boys, either you or me. The elephant looks him over from the corner of his eyes. You better find someone to fight that's more your size. The lion jumps up and makes a fancy pass, but the elephant knocks him over in the grass. They fought all day, they fought all night. I don't know what happened, but things got tight. The lion came back more dead than alive, and that's when the monkey really started his jive.
Call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King, but I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Well, he waked up his temper when he's jumping up and down, and his foot missed a limb and his head hit the ground. Like a bolt of lightning and a streak of heat, the lion was on him with all 4 feet. But the monkey looked up from the corner of his eyes, said, now, Mr. Lion, I apologize. The monkey's on his back studying up a scheme. He's trying to get rid of that jungle king. You bear with me, and I wish you would. I'll tear you up all over the woods. The lion jumps up and squares off for a fight, but the monkey jumped completely out of sight. So if you bother me again, I'll turn you over to my elephant friend.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King, but I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
man like me. Because I love you so. And I can't let you go.
There you have Count Basie and the band featuring vocalist Jimmy Rushing with a set of sides there. These are all done for the RCA Victor label. They had started out, I think, originally on Columbia, or was it Vocalion? I think Vocalion became Columbia later, at least part of it did. And then they went to Decca. And then after Decca, they went to the Columbia label and recorded there. In fact, they did a couple of sessions after World War II. Through the year 1946, they did sessions for Columbia. But they started recording for RCA Victor in January of 1947. And this is from that era. The band is with the RCA Victor label. The latest of the recordings was up first, She's a Wino, from June of 1949. Then Hey Pretty Baby, December 1947. We heard The Jungle King, and everybody had a rendition of that particular tune around that time, May of 1947. And we wrapped it up with a side, October 1947. Don't You Want a Man Like Me? Jimmy Rushing, Count Basie, and the band. It's our opening set this week. And usually when we feature Jimmy Rushing, then we pick up Helen Humes, who was the woman vocalist with the band during the time that Jimmy was there. These are sides that Helen did under her own name after she left the Basie Band. These are from 1946 and 1945. It's Helen Humes.
USA are driving now a different way. The other rhythms are passé. The bebop bounce is here to stay. It's got the only solid beat that makes you shake from head to feet. When all the cats turn on the heat, the corn is gone and that's all reed. Come on, kids, get loose, make with groove juice, let it rock and ride. Let out some steam and get you jumping down inside. This dive will really get you jacked. You're gonna keep on coming right back, and you'll be digging more and more. The bebop bounce, solid core. Thank you. gone. Throw away my troubles and all my worries are gone. I've got a man that can boogie all night long.
Plenty money to improve the way you look. And then
woman's like a groin. When he starts in to love me, ooh wee, he'll know just what he's doing. Like a jiving, yeah, jiving round with me. Just go on and leave me, daddy. Go on and let your mama be.
Right, Helen Humes with some small band recordings, not during the days when she was with Basie in the band. These were during the war and just after the war. First, Bebop Bounce from 1946 on the black and white label, and then a pair on the Philo label. First, Vooit from 1945. The one we just heard, Pleasing Man Blues, December of 1945. Philo, by the way, was the precursor to the label that later was known as Aladdin. The folks over at, was it Philco Ford, I think, threatened a lawsuit if they didn't change the name because it was so similar to Philco and Philo, and so they changed it to Aladdin. Also, if you heard the in the lyrics, I know I was curious about this and didn't know the answer. The smooth moves, just like a Gruen. If you don't know what a Gruen is, it's a very expensive brand of watch. I don't know if they still make them or not. And I've certainly never owned one, but I had to ask around and somebody filled me in that that's what it was all about. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. This first hour devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. A lot of times we have vocalists, and when they sang with the big band, they sang the blues with jazz accompaniment. And we've got a vocalist here with Duke Ellington in the orchestra, one of my favorites. Ivy Anderson is her name. Let's check her out.
Come on, boys, and I let all the people hear the show. Boy, that ain't no way for an old gate to move. It sounds too rusty and it's not in the groove. Let's play it so hot that it almost cinches. Come on, we'll swing that old gate right off the hinges. You thought that I'd try, but I'm singing this song to teach you a thing or two. Pop on down, my sweetie pie, and meet the new big apple of my eye. You gave me the gate and I'm swinging. You had it coming, you rascal, you.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, Duke Ellington in the orchestra featuring Ivy Anderson. I think she was with the band from, 31 through 41. And finally, after all those years on the road, she retired from traveling and settled down in California. She was an asthmatic. She opened up her own little chicken restaurant out on the West Coast and did die ultimately after an asthma attack. The three sides we heard there were I'm Going to Be a Rug Cutter from March of 1937. Then You Gave Me the Gate and I'm Swinging from June 1938. Last one was sort of a ballad side, In a Miz, M-I-Z-Z, from June of 1939. Remember that name, Ivy Anderson. And here's a band that we don't often get to, but every great once in a while. Benny Carter was a multi-instrumentalist and led his own big band just sort of on the outskirts of town almost his entire career. And I was digging through the CDs to see if I could find anything that I thought was worth listening to that wasn't just straight big band stuff. And so we've got some vocalists here along with Benny Carter and the orchestra. These are all from the year 1948. Benny Carter is the band leader. Let's see. Emma Lou Welsh is the vocalist on the first and the third side. And Bob, I'll have to look up the name because I can't read my own writing. It's Bob and the Enchanters on the middle recording. But it's three sides, all vocals, Benny Carter in the orchestra.
Your mind for keeps to adore. This is no passing fancy. Always together while clouds roll by. Your mind for keeps to live for. Each thing you do enchants me. We'll keep that rainbow up in the sky. That life will be one sweet honeymoon. Dear roses that bloom May or June will bloom for us December. This is no maybe, baby, your mind for keeps.
In the air, down in the town of Chilpancingo,
watch the tourists passing there. Until a senorita happened along. She looked at him and smiled his way. Was then and there his heart went bingo. For all at once I heard him say, he changed my life into a beautiful song.
He always used to dream of his mama bear.
One day she said, it's you, just you. I married him in Chopin single. And your this fairy tale is true. Because this story really happened to me. About this love affair. To him it didn't seem that she could really care. One day she said, it's you, just you. I married him in Chopin single. Senor, this fairy tale is true. Because this story really happened to me.
wonderful and a sweet Now I see the true side, darling, there's a new side to an old love story that you made come true.
All right, Benny Carter and the orchestra with a handful of sides there. We started with a vocal by Emma Lou Welsh from 1948, Baby, You're Mine for Keeps. She also sang the tune that we just listened to, An Old Love Story. Again, Emma Lou Welsh, this time with a little vocal group accompanying the Enchanters. And sandwiched in between from Chili Panchingo was a vocalist. I finally deciphered my writing. Bob Decker was his name, and he also had the Enchanters there. All three sides from 1948. We'll have to see if we can find some other things by Benny Carter as the weeks go by. Time now for some hip harmony. Let's call on the Charioteers.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. For castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Thank you. I begin to think it's true. It's awful hard to love someone when they don't care about you. Once I had a loving gal, as good as any gal in town. But now she's gone and left me, she's done turned me down. Cause I ain't got nobody, and there's nobody cares for me. I'm so sad and lonely, won't somebody come and take a chance with me? I sing love songs all the time. If she'll come and be a sweet baby mine. Cause I ain't got nobody, and there's nobody cares about me.
And Bubbles. Hey, they were in London when they recorded that with British musicians. Bill Mulroney was there on the trombone from October 1936. I Ain't Got Nobody. It was Buck Washington on piano and John Sublett, who was John W. Bubbles in Buck and Bubbles. He was Bubbles. His real name was John W. Sublett. And he was a great tap dancer and innovator there and fun vocalist, too. And people always mention this. He was the guy when they put together Porgy and Bess and were looking for a guy that was sporting life. That's who they were thinking of when they cast that character, was John W. Bubbles. We started the set with the Charioteers featuring Billy Williams, Wrap Your Troubles and Dreams from May 1941. We listened to Albert Ammons with some boogie piano. Boogie Woogie Stomp was the name of it for the Blue Note label in January of 1939. Let me remind you, you're listening to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We've got another 4 hours to spend with you, blowing the dust off of some of these forgotten sounds. We are going to pause and identify the station to take us up to station ID. Let's call on Eddie Lockjaw Davis, a little tenor organ action here. It's a foggy day in London town. I'm gonna go get some more.